Episode number 195, It's a Camaro Summer.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
What's going on, man?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know, nothing.
Cars came in.
Yeah, oh yeah, that, of course.
Right. Happy about that?
I'm thrilled about that. The problem is I just can't get down to pick mine up.
I know. That sucks.
Work sucks. You know, obligations bite it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
my
yours,
car looks beautiful.
Oh, your car is incredible. Those pictures that you posted are great.
I know. It's the first one I've seen with the cyber gray stripes.
I honestly don't think I've seen a black one with cyber gray stripes until I saw yours. Yeah. I'm sure they're out there, but I just haven't seen them.
Yeah. But we'll talk about that more later. We can get more in-depth and detailed about actually driving the cars and all that stuff. So what else you want to talk about this week?
Well, our cars are in, you know, and other people's cars are coming in, and we want to reiterate, and we can't beat this dead horse into powder enough, that we're still hearing stories about dealerships marking Camaros up to ridiculous amounts.
I know.
And being very stubborn about it. So we want to reiterate, you know, refuse Camaro markups. Do not give in, because that'll only give them reason to keep doing it to somebody else.
Don't even pay a dollar over MSRP.
That's right.
There's plenty of good dealerships out there that want your business, and that's not going to mark up the car. So
yeah, and how they treat the deal could be an indication of how they treat the service after the sale.
No kidding.
You know, you don't want to have a dealer that's just going to give you a hard time when you've got to take it in for service or maintenance or whatever. And, it, you know, that happens from time to time. So, you know, pick your dealer. If you get a warm fuzzy, then go with it. But if you got any doubts, turn around, walk away, and maybe even laugh as you do.
Yeah.
That'll let them know.
Yeah. It might even be worth it to drive cross country, fly cross country. There's plenty of dealerships out there that want to take care of you.
Didn't we have somebody on the board there?
Yes.
Your dealer, Buff Whalen Chevrolet.
Yeah, when I went to look at my car when it came in, there was a guy who came in from Texas who was buying a orange. What is it called?
The Inferno Orange
with the Inferno Orange interior.
Yeah.
Which was just beautiful looking. And he was in from Texas. He's going to bring it back. So all the way to Michigan.
That's right. So
that's got to be a hell of a drive.
Well, hey, it's going to beat paying $5,000 over MSRP, which a lot of dealerships are charging or asking for even more.
You seen them on eBay?
Oh, yeah.
$50,000. Buy it now.
Yeah. Hopefully nobody does. Because, you know, it's just not, you know, they're not that rare. I mean, they're starting to trickle in.
I know.
So refuse Camaro markups.com. That's right. So since people are getting their cars coming in, a lot of times they want to post pictures of them, but they don't, you know, they don't want to use Photo Bucket for whatever reason or anything.
And we don't accept attachments in the forum, because there's plenty of other places you can host your pictures.
Including in your own account. If you have a Camaro Z28.com message board account, in your user control panel, there's a option called Pictures and Albums, I believe.
Yep.
And you can create photo albums and upload pictures to it, and we'll host them for you, and you can embed them. It even gives you a code to embed right into a post.
It can't get easier than that.
Well, it could, but we'd have to do it for them. And who's got time for that?
Yeah.
So you also have blogs. If you want to start a blog about your car, we really encourage that, too. I started one, and it kind of broke off into its own blog, but I still do updates there.
Yep.
If you want to do like a chronological, if you're going to do a big project with your car or something, you want to chronicle it, that's a good way to do it, too. So there's a bunch of features in there that you might not know about, especially...
Yeah, just in your user control panel, right?
Yeah, right. Just go into User CP. It's in the upper left-hand corner of the message board in the nav bar there. And just fish around, especially if you're a new member of CamaroZ28.com, which we've got a lot of new members lately.
Yeah. And they're coming from this podcast alone.
Right. Yeah, we appreciate the listeners actually signing up for an account on the site. So there's plenty to do, and we appreciate you doing it, and it's all free.
Yep.
And it's cool.
Yeah. There was an interesting article that came out this week that we wanted to talk about, and it has to do with pizza.
Which I love.
Yeah. Your favorite food. I took that quiz. Papa John's is traveling around the country looking for his original, was 71?
70-something or other Camaro.
Second gen.
Yeah, it was good looking too.
That he sold to start Papa John's. And now he's offering a $25,000 reward for information to get him his old Camaro back. Granted, there's not a whole lot of information he gave about the car. The color, he didn't even have the VIN number. So this is definitely a marketing thing for Papa John's.
But I think it's still pretty cool. I mean, he's got a really nice website about it called, it's at papasroadtrip.com.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guy sold a pretty good looking in the day Camaro for pizza equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And now he just wants it back.
Yeah.
Who can blame him?
I know. That's fun. Even though doing commercials with it too.
Even though it looked like it was jacked up in the back, and the wheels and tires are sticking out about, oh, I don't know, 6 or 8 feet outside the wheel well. But hey, yeah. It was good looking in its day.
I think the only information they gave about it was it had a split bumper, the color, and the original license plate,
which
on the car.
I'm sure it doesn't
exist anymore.
But he's going across the country and selling pizzas and looking for cars.
And if you read the fine print, the contest ends August 31st.
Hey, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, too.
There you go.
Is this about finding the car or selling pizzas?
Well, like I said.
What if I were to find
the car? It looks like a marketing thing, I know.
And then say, I want pizza for life if you want your car back. Oh. I got to write that down. Anyway, it's cool. Check it out at Papa's Road Trip. If nothing else, you see a cool picture of a nice Camaro and some dude wearing shorts that are just too damn short.
Maybe you can find some coupons for some free pizza or something.
Yeah, ignore the shorts. Get the coupons. So, anyway, I just thought it was cool. Camaro-related. Yeah. Other Camaro news. There was a post by Petters that they did some work on Hennessy Camaro.
Wow, and that thing looks badass.
A few episodes ago, we had Pete from Petters in here talking about, among many other things, their Petters XA Extreme suspension kit.
Yep.
And they put one on Hennessy Motorsports car and... it looks really good lowered.
Yeah.
It looks really good. So check it out.
But
in
you can't
the,
wait
suspension.
To get that on your car.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can't wait to get my car. It's just like a matter of hours away at this point.
I know.
So it's just kicking my butt. But yeah, check it out. I believe he posted that in the 2010 Camaro suspension section.
Uh-huh.
Very cool pictures and a very cool suspension kit. And
yeah.
I'll probably echo a lot of the statements with pictures of my own sooner or later. But speaking of Camaro stuff.
Yes.
Camaro Collection.
One of our newest sponsors.
Mm-hmm, that's right. We've talked about them a little bit in the past. They have nothing but officially licensed merchandise, mostly currently right now. It's all 2010 Camaro related.
Yeah.
They have some classic stuff now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Some t-shirts here and there, but it's focused a lot on the 2010. And they've joined CamaroZ28.com as a sponsor of not only of the website, but also the podcast here. And they're giving us some stuff to give away. And
every
we're
going to
start doing that. We're going to start with the first one next week.
Yeah.
We're going to give away for the first prize, and we're going to be the ones to pick it.
Right.
And how do you win it? Well, you win it by calling into the show. We've been giving stuff away all year, and we're going to continue to do that. Well, now we're going to integrate some of the Camaro Collection goodies in the prize pack.
Yeah.
You know, more stuff for the vault. So.
So what do you like in that store? I think that black bag that they have looks
which one?
Pretty cool.
The laptop bag or the travel bag?
Both.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a lot of good stuff.
See, that's
stuff
something
like that.
I really want.
Well,
CamaroCollections.com.
Yeah, order it up.
Don't we have a special code that
we
can give
do.
People?
Yeah. In fact, if you want an instant coupon code for if you place your order, but it's only good for 3 days from the
June 1st through the 3rd. Yeah.
Right. The coupon code is CZ28Summer, and enter that during checkout, and you'll get a discount.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So let's talk about giving a prize away.
Okay.
In addition to that, like I said, we've been giving away prizes every week, all year long, by people calling in.
Uh-huh.
But you got to call in to win a prize. So Okay. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
But before we get on with our emails and voicemails, we have to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Magnaflow at Magnaflow.com. Check them out for all your exhaust needs. I'm sure they're going to have something out soon for the 5th Gen Camaro. We keep talking about it every week.
I'm dying for sound clips.
Yeah, but check them out, magnaflow.com.
You betcha.
Okay, now, we've got a couple emails this week, but not a single one of you actually called in and left us a voicemail.
So we have no prizes to give away.
So we have no prizes to give away this week. So here, just give it to me.
Sure. Here you go.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and start it off, and let's read the first one.
Okay. The first voicemail we've got for this week is, email, voicemail. Well, let's see, it's from Jack B. on the forum. He says, "Hey, guys, me again. I've got another rumor we need validated and shared in an appropriate way if true. A friend of mine who also ordered a 2SS from the same dealer I did contacted the GM customer service line this morning for a status update and was told that all 2SSs are being placed on quality hold until mid-June. I know there have been a couple of tranny issues on the V8, but maybe this is related and it's all SSs 1 and 2s. Is there some way of verifying this info?"
I haven't heard of that myself. My 2SS came in this week. Yours is in.
Right.
And I know my dealership has been getting in more.
Jack, I don't know about this one. I mean, I wonder if it's not like a kind of a ghost of the previous quality hold that they had for the battery ground cable issue.
Right.
We haven't heard anything about this sort of thing. So is it true? It could be, but so far we have nothing to validate it.
And the last time when we had John Fitzpatrick in here, he was talking about the quality control hold. And when he was here 3 weeks ago, he said all the cars would be out in 1 to 3 weeks. So it's been 3 weeks now. And I have to say, you know, my car was one of those being held up, and it made it within that 1 to 3 weeks.
Sure.
So maybe he's still talking about that. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know. Maybe there's just a miscommunication. But, you know, if there's anything that does come to be true, you know, we'll definitely try to address it.
Okay.
So, Chris, you got another?
I got another one. And this is in response to an email we got last week, or a voicemail. I can't remember. Was it a voicemail? No, it was an email. Okay. This one says, "Heya, I think all the Camaros are going to Mexico because of the lucrative drug trade. The Camaro is obviously desirable, even in Mexico, and there are plenty of dealer and smugglers down there that are paying cash for them. I'm sure they're paying markup price, too, without argument. Tommy."
What? Who is this guy? Well, so the Camaro is being trafficked as a commodity akin to drugs.
Yeah. This is one of my buddies. He's just messing with us.
Oh.
But it's pretty funny.
It is funny. Oh, great. Way to start another rumor about the car.
Yeah, the Camaros are driving the drug cartel in Mexico.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
There, I stopped it just in time.
That's funny.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah. We only have 2 emails this week, and you know what? We got no voicemails.
Well, we
got
to have some voicemails come in so we can give away some of these prizes. In fact, next week is the Camaro Collection Prize. We just got to figure out what we're going to give away. So,
well, there's plenty of stuff.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff. CamaroCollection.com, right?
That's right.
Cool. They're good people, too. We've talked to them a little bit. Well, thanks for the voice. I always screw that up. I think week after week I'll screw that up. If we have 0 voicemails, I call an email a voicemail.
Yeah.
We always appreciate people calling in or emailing in and talking to us about things. In fact, we had a previous one. His name was Kai, who emailed in from Germany. Yes. Was it Kai?
Kai. He's a member on our message board and a weekly listener to the podcast. And last week, after we read his email, you said, "Hey, Kai, why don't you send us some pictures?"
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Yeah. Neat-looking car.
It's different what they got to do in Europe.
The export rear bumper is amazing looking. I think it looks really good.
And don't they have to put side lights too?
Yeah, they got little side markers just right about where the Z28 or SS badge would be on the side. And then I think in Japan they also have to have folding side mirrors.
Really?
Yeah. So General Motors has to actually build specific body panels for export.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we know that there's some issues about the 2010 Camaro getting overseas right away, and maybe that's it. Maybe they have to retool a lot of things or something. Just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Good looking car, though.
Yes.
And, you know, seeing a big, wide license plate on the front, you know, it's really neat to see something that different from what we're used to seeing over and over again. Chris, can you post the pictures in the
show
notes?
You betcha. Yeah.
Excellent.
I bet you there's not a lot of those over in Germany, so probably that thing turns heads when he's driving around, like, on the Autobahn.
I bet he picks up a lot of chicks in it. Und ja, that Camaro, ja?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Kai, thanks for the pictures. It does look great. Yeah. Good-looking car. Speaking of turning heads. yesterday, we were at the Michigan F-Body meet and greet, I think is what the show is called.
Yes.
Terrific show.
Yeah.
Very, very
cool. Milford.
Yeah, one of our members, Meissen.
Yes.
I believe that's a German thing, too, if I'm not mistaken. Organized a really, really cool event, and we saw some old friends. Saw Scott Settlemyer and saw some 2010 Camaros there.
Wow, yeah. There was more there than I thought there would be.
Yeah, we thought, would there be four or five?
Yeah.
And
there was probably, what, like eight?
Yeah, I would say eight or nine. And it just was so hard to look at, because I know that mine is just around the corner, and mine could have been sitting there if I just blew off work and then headed down to pick mine up. But soon, very, very soon.
Yes.
That was a good time, great show.
Yeah.
There's another show coming up that we really can't put enough emphasis on enough is the Camaro Superfest.
That's right. Every year in near Ann Arbor, I think it's going to be in Ypsilanti this year, there's an all Camaro event. And this year we're actually going to be sponsoring the event.
Yeah.
Throughout a whole bunch of die-cast cars.
Yeah, every, in the goodie bags and all that
stuff.
Holy
cow.
Yeah.
Everybody attending that's going to be very lucky.
Well, I've been going to this event for, going on 13 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
In fact, I've been going to the event since before we started. Chris, you and I started CamaroZ28.com. It's just a great event. It's a very fun and family-friendly event.
Yep.
Great 60s, 50s, and 60s music playing all weekend long that you learn.
You love it.
You pretty much memorize the words to every single 50s and 60s doo-wop song that ever existed by the weekend's end. But it's overall, it's a great show. It's a great car show. A lot of activities, a lot of fun. And we'd like to see everybody there. You got to sign up and register, but and it's not, even though it's here in Michigan, it's
like
not,
$15.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
And people come from Washington State, California to
all
attend
over
this event.
Canada,
A lot of Canadians show up. It's good to see our Canadian friends again. CamaroSuperfest.com.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about that in future episodes, but we want to drop that, hopefully, to get people to be there because we want to see you there.
Right.
And I can't wait for that. July 3rd through the 5th, I believe.
4th of July weekend.
Yeah, as always.
As always, yeah.
Jason probably gets drunk that night.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it. It's always fun to go back to the hotel. They usually have like a panel of people doing presentations.
Oh, right. Typically, Scott, Cheryl, and John, I would assume, would be
They always
going
get someone from the Camaro team or from GM.
Or there's guys from the Yanko registry or the Copo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The old Copo guys.
SLP was there in the past.
Right. I assume that they're going to be there again. And we're going to be there.
Yeah.
And we're going to want to meet you. So get your butt on out there and
register.
Register. CamaroSuperfest.com.
Oh, boy.
Is that it?
I think that's it. We got kind of a short show this week, man.
Yeah,
we're
no voicemails.
Keeping it under like 20 minutes. Wow, this hasn't been this way for a long time.
I know. They've been running, what, 30 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Well, if we keep blabbing about it, we can make it 30 minutes.
I don't think people are going to want to hear us keep going on and on and on, but I just want to say one more thing.
Shoot.
Go Wings.
That's right. Go Wings. It was a great game last night and hopefully, well, Saturday night, and hopefully a great game Sunday night as we record this.
Yeah.
And, maybe it'll be a sweep.
Yeah.
It'll be over by the end of the week.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Let's hope so. Anybody want to talk some trash about the Wings? You know the number.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Let's get out of here. I want to get on with the rest of my weekend.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.